outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, January 9th. Welcome back from the weekend, I guess. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, you were a little sick this morning.
I am. I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Can we lift you up a little bit?
Yes, please.
Okay. So did you do anything on the weekend?
You know, this weekend I wound up laying in bed. I had a huge fever. It was awful on Saturday.
Wow. But that started like Saturday?
It started Saturday, yeah. Mm-hmm. Friday I had a weird experience.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to share?
Sure.
Why not?
And I blame maybe this on that. Uh-huh. Friday I went to this place called the Float Lab. Have you heard of that?
No, never have.
It's in Santa Monica. And basically, it's a salt tank. So you get inside this, I don't know how many pounds of salt there are in there, but you lay inside this salt and it's supposed to purify you. Mm. And you're in there for about 2 hours. Well, it's supposed to be this amazing experience, right? Like it lifts you up, it cleanses you. I get in there, I go with a friend. So he's in one room and I'm in my own room. Right. And I get in there and
What is it like? You lie in a bed, like those tanning beds or something?
No, it's different. Okay, think of like it's a room, like this room you go in, and there's a tank, and it's an actual tank, and you open up this door, and you step inside of it, and it's like a bathtub.
Oh, I see.
So yeah, so imagine a bathtub with walls all around you, but it's black, so it's dark, you can't see anything.
Wow.
So it's supposed to like take you back to that in the womb experience where you don't see anything, feel anything, nothing, but you're in water.
Right.
Which is crazy, I know. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'll do this. You know me, like why not? And I actually freak myself out. Isn't that weird? Yeah, because I'm a person, I have to know everything. Mm-hmm. And when the guy, when he came in, he said, your feet have to go here, no matter what, your feet go here and your head has to go there. And I'm like, why? And he leaves and I'm already, you go in naked. So I'm in there and I'm getting in naked and I look in and there's these wires like on the one wall and these weird contraptions on the other side. And I'm thinking, well, why does my head have to go in this way? Is it because I'm going to get electrocuted or am I going to do? So I start thinking these crazy thoughts and I start freaking myself out. Whoa. So I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do this. I'm laughing at myself like, are you kidding? You jump off buildings and out of planes and you can't get in a stupid dark bathtub? Like, come on now.
Right.
So I got in and you float right to the top. Mm-hmm. But I was scared to close the door all the way because I was like, I'm not really sure what everything is in here. Because you're, like I said, you're in this like a bathtub,
right.
But you're confined in a small space. It's completely enclosed in and it's dark except for this door. It's like completely pitch black.
Wow.
So all you feel is the water. But I see these like weird like wire I mean, it looks like kind of like, Saul, like in Saul,
yeah.
Like the weird wire and weird contraptions he has. It's at my feet. And I'm kind of like, what is this? Like, what if I put my head down there?
So you totally freaked out.
I totally freaked out.
Wow.
So, and then eventually I talked myself into it and I was okay after about an hour in there. And then I get out because I had to pee so bad. Mm. And I actually thought, because the guy was like, there's so much salt in here, it automatically cleans itself like the ocean. And I'm like, well, if I pee in here, will it be okay? Like, I wonder. I don't know.
So pee right where you're sitting?
It's a salt bath. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it's a salt bath. That sounds disgusting. But there's so much salt in there. I'm talking, like, thousands and thousands of literally, it's so much salt. It's crazy. Because the salt actually, you can see it on your stomach when you're floating. Mm. You can see, like, an inch of, like, salt that dried.
Really?
That's not in the water. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, if you pee, maybe it'll just cleanse it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I didn't pee. I wound up getting out and, you know, going to the bathroom, and then that was it. But it was a weird experience.
Yeah, so you only spent an hour in there.
I only spent an hour in there.
Right.
And then I got out, and the guy explained to me what exactly everything was, and I'm like, ew.
Yeah, now you're telling me.
Yeah. But I guess, like, what they do is those contraptions that are in there, they hook them up to your brain and to your body for, like, later on once you're used to the machine. But they hook them up to you. And you know how, like, you only use a certain percent of your brain?
Right.
We use 3% of our brain. So this apparently helps us access another part of our brain where you become smarter. It's crazy.
Right.
And you become smarter, but you're actually, like, more in tune with people and the earth and more, I don't know, it's a very holistic thing.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. I don't know, whatever. So I found it fascinating, but I blame my sickness maybe on this because it was a sort of cleanse maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It makes sense, you know? I mean, it was really unusual for the body. Maybe it just, like, moved things around or something inside
maybe.
Of you, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And then I did this lymphatic, like, massage thing afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got hit in the face with a basketball later on.
Really?
Yeah. So that
That's
was
nice.
Yeah. So that was my Friday.
Were you playing basketball?
You know, I came back. I dropped my friend off that took me there. And I dropped him off at his house. And I was going in only for a chocolate cookie. So I was only going in for a cookie. And I'm like, okay. And then there were the kids that were playing basketball. So this little girl, she was so cute.
Mm.
And she was kind of left out. So I went to get her. And I'm like, let's play the game. I'll play while he went to get cookies. And I lift her up. And then my friend comes around the corner and smacks the basketball right in our face. So
wow.
I move her out of the way.
Mm.
So as I'm rescuing her and my face gets smashed.
Oh, how noble it is. You see, you're a hero.
I guess so. So then I had, so that was the start of my weekend.
Wow. So you're not going to do the salt baths anymore, huh?
You know, I might do it again because I might not freak myself out next time. But, I mean, I don't know if that was it or not. I'm thinking maybe. So maybe my body needed to get that cleanse. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, you should call him and ask him.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess so. Oh, and there's a really funny story.
Yeah.
This was really funny. I forgot about this. There's a point to this. So I'm in, I'm in Venice, and we park our car down there in the parking lot. And the guy's like, oh, we'll be here till after 5. Don't worry about it.
Mm.
So we come back around like 5:30, and my car is locked in the garage. In the garage.
Wow.
So I'm mad because if it stays overnight, it's like another $20-some.
Right. How the hell do you get your car out?
Right. And I live far away. Like, I want my car out. Are you kidding?
Right.
So I'm like, what can I do? I see the lockbox. So I go to the lockbox and I kick it open. And there's no keys in there. So we go to the other lockbox and my friend's trying to get it open and we can't get it open. And eventually, long story short, I wind up breaking into the booth.
Really?
The security booth.
I can't believe you.
So I'm like, I am not leaving my car here.
Yeah.
Like, this is not. And I wound up texting a friend, you have to come get us. We're in Venice. I know it's a pain in the butt and it's Friday and it's rush hour, but you have to come get me. And he texted back. He didn't text back at first. And it took me about like half an hour to go through all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up just kicking in the security door and crawling in. The door like caved in and I crawled in. And
did
I
you
went,
break it?
I broke it.
You broke it.
Well, I mean,
okay.
Maybe they can fix it.
Yeah, what the hell? You know they shouldn't have closed until you moved your car.
Exactly. I want my keys. I want my car. So I kicked it in and I'm on the floor like, and it's so funny because cars are coming in and out and I'm ducking. I'm like, oh gosh, if they see me in here, this is so bad. So I'm ducking like underneath the security door and my friend is like, get out. Someone's coming. I'm like, no, I'm just going to hide under the chair.
Yeah.
And so I wound up dumping out all of the stuff on the desk and I found the key.
Really?
Yeah. And as I'm putting everything back, he's like, get out. Someone's coming. Like a guard's coming.
Mm.
I'm like, because we were calling all the numbers at first.
Mm.
So I guess some guard was coming back and I'm freaking out. There's a mess everywhere and I'm inside this teeny weeny little like guard.
And you're probably thinking of getting arrested for trespassing or
like,
whatever.
Great, I'm going to get arrested now in Venice for finding my own keys. That's it. That's all I want is my key, you know? So I have to crawl out and I hide. And so the guy's like, I've got the key to the box. And he goes and grabs the keys and I'm like, oh God. And I have to go back and like clean up everything I just did.
Right.
So then I just sneak back in there, clean it up. And then we left, but I'm not fixing. There's no way I could fix the door. Like, the door is completely busted in.
You don't mess around, huh?
No, and then my friend, I told him, never mind, I got in, I broke in. And he texted back, well, that's why I didn't respond to you, because I know you.
Yeah.
You're not going to take no for an answer. You're going to find a way around it. And
wow, that's pretty cool.
So that was my
I don't think I'd have the balls to do that. But then again, you know, you need to be in that situation to know.
Yeah. Like, I want my car back. Give me my car back.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, anyway, how was your weekend?
My weekend was quiet, not much as usual. I don't really do much on the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of kick back, not having to, knowing that I don't have to get up early in the morning and stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
You know? So, but we went to, we drove down to Hollywood a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Melrose.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah.
So, and we bought some clothes and stuff. You know, they got some amazing clothes on Melrose.
Yeah, they do.
Stuff that you can't find in other stores.
Yep, I agree with that. You absolutely. Know. What'd you get?
I got like a nice beige leather jacket.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's unusual color and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, usually they're black or brown.
Yeah.
And it looks really nice. You know, so
awesome.
I had to have it. I saw it on the mannequin.
You're like,
in
that's
the window.
Mine.
Yeah, I had to have it.
Nice.
But, you know, my complaint about clothes is that there's a lot more selection for men in the winter, you
mm-hmm.
know, because you get like jackets, sweaters, stuff like that, you know. But here it's like in the summer, all you can wear is T-shirts, you know.
Right.
So there's not like a big selection and stuff, you know, a big variety. And in L.A., that's all you get. You know, you hardly get cold weather. So it's hard to dress nice here. You know, that's why I like going back east, like to New York and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can really dress up nicely,
that's
you know,
true.
With a scarf and everything and boots and, you know, so.
Oh, I know what you mean. Exactly. I have so many amazing, I call them my New York East Coast outfits.
Uh-huh.
And they're in my closet, in a certain part of the closet, only for like East Coast.
I know. It's just like, you know, they had like beautiful sweaters there that I wanted. But I thought, when am I going to wear it? It's never cold enough.
You could just wear it with shorts.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Create your own style. I don't know.
Yeah. Which brings me to this thing. Did you hear in New York City they had an underpants day?
No.
Yeah. They had one over the weekend.
No
and,
way.
Yeah, on Sunday, yesterday. And apparently what it is people that don't even know each other, they just like walk around, they go into the subway, and they take off their pants and just underwear. And all the rest of their clothes are on.
See,
and they just ride the subway that way.
That would be awesome. But if you did that to me and I didn't know about it, I would think that, oh, you just saw my commercial and you're just trying to come on to me in
a really
weird way.
Except I'd imagine on the subway, it's pretty crowded, you know?
I guess so.
So you wouldn't take it personally or anything.
I would do it. Would you do it?
No, I would never do that. Are you
come
kidding?
On. You should do it and wear like really funky pants.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Maybe boxers, you know?
Yeah.
But not briefs.
Not tidy whities. Are you a boxers guy?
At night, when I go to bed, I wear boxers. But during the day, I wear briefs, you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it dangling around and stuff.
That's what I hear. I hear that from a lot of guys. No, I'm serious.
It gets uncomfortable and you get horny all the time, you know.
Does it make you horny if you... Really?
Yeah. If it dangles and it rubs against the clothes and stuff. Yeah. It
can be, interesting.
I find that it happens to me. That's why I... rather just wear, you know, briefs and have everything packed in nicely, you know?
Yeah. You know what? I think you just hit an interesting topic.
Mm.
Because I think if you go back to, like, middle school, high school, you know, all those days, and all the guys, well, of course, they're really horny because they're, you know, they're changing. But, and of course, you're horny when you're younger anyway. But it's like they always wear boxers. Like, boxers was the cool thing to do. So I wonder if that has, I mean, I guess it has something to do with it then. It's like, because boxers is the cool thing then. And then as you get older, as you get in your 20s, I find more guys are wearing boxer briefs.
Mm.
You know, like the tighter ones that are just a little bit longer. And then, you know, maybe tidy whities later on. But yeah, I wonder if that has,
if that makes some horny.
Some food for thought. That's a weird, anyway, sorry. I don't know where my brain just went.
So yeah, so that was the weekend. And so yeah, I mean, this underpants day is really weird. And I would think people would get arrested for this, but I guess there's no law saying that you can't walk around with pants, you know, as long as you're dressed.
I guess because it's not indecent exposure unless you're like peeking out somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, hello. I don't know.
New Yorkers are weird, man, the things that they do, you know?
I would totally do it. I actually would.
Really?
I think it'd be fun. Yeah. Let's have a lingerie day.
Yeah, there
you,
you
know?
Go. Yeah.
You guys would be like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you played in lingerie ball, right?
I did, yeah.
How was that? I mean, was that like a regular season and everything? How many games did you have?
Well, we just had, it was kind of, the first year was weird because they were experimenting with it. So it was only two teams. So they were doing it just as the halftime show for Super Bowl.
Right.
It was kind of like, let's have a cool, hot show for halftime. Because
right.
you can watch the music and you can watch, you know, the cool show that goes on. Or you can watch, you know, two teams of chicks playing full contact football in lingerie.
Right. And that's on pay-per-view, right?
On pay-per-view, yeah.
Right.
So we wound up having, it was great. I mean, we had a lot of people that tuned in. And so then the next year, they added two more teams. So it was like a slow thing, slow process. And then there were four teams. So then we wound up playing all each other. And then we had our Super Bowl, which was only a couple teams.
Yeah.
We had our Super Bowl, halftime. And it was really cool.
Yeah.
And then now there's like a team for every state.
Yeah.
So they've developed into this whole league everywhere. So
right.
It's kind of cool, yeah.
But now you play lingerie. Don't people get injured and stuff?
Oh, yeah, you get injured.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hardcore. Wow. I mean, I was quarterback, but I broke my finger. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And then during our game, I mean, girls play dirty, too. That's
really?
We play dirty, yeah. And I played hockey for 6 years. So for me, I'm like, you're going to play dirty with me? I'm going to play dirty right back. You've got no idea what's coming your way. Yeah. Like, I remember running. And the girl she knocked her elbow on purpose, but knocked the wind out of me, like in my stomach.
Wow.
And I'm like, you bitch. You know, and I knew exactly what she was doing. She was trying to stop me. So the next play, I wound up pretending to fake run, and I elbowed her right in the neck.
Oh, really?
So it knocked her throat out. So she was out. I'm like, you want to play dirty like that? Bring it back. What? You know, I was like, I was being ghetto.
So much for a football game.
Exactly. I was being ghetto. But, like, it's funny because the refs, I know how to do it, so the refs don't notice.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, they're not expecting that, really.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I play dirty. But speaking of football, the playoffs.
Yes.
It was great.
So I saw on Facebook you were going all crazy about the games and stuff.
I'm a little psycho.
Yeah. So what happened? Your Ravens won again?
Well, the Ravens, we had a bye week this week.
Mm.
And our biggest competition, we hate the Steelers. We just hate Steelers.
In fact,
I call them Schittsburg.
Yeah, and they've got the same record this year, right? 12-4.
They're awful.
Yeah.
Sorry. Are they 12-4? Because I thought they were less than that, but maybe so.
They have about the same record.
I guess so. But they lost. So they lost their, thank God. So who's playing basically? We have the second seat in our division.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to wind up playing on Sunday, and we're playing Houston in our own stadium. So which is great. So
yeah.
I think it should be, and I don't know, I think it should be a pretty, Houston's got one of the best defense, I do have to say, but I think otherwise it should be a pretty
easy
game for us, I'm thinking, as long as we're on point.
Right.
We have our off weeks, and Lord knows how they go.
Yeah.
I think it should be a good game. We're playing at home as well, so I think that's great. And if we win, then we go on to play whoever the Pats. I think it's Pats versus Denver, so whoever wins that game. And honestly, I would love to see Denver win.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that New England's just going to blow them away. So.
Yeah, New England has been really strong the past few years.
I know, unfortunately.
Wow.
Cheaters.
Do you think the Ravens stand a chance of going to the Super Bowl?
We stand a great chance, absolutely. Mm. I mean, if we know we're playing the Pats, we're going to train and we're going to do really well. I think we will. And I think it'll be an amazing game. I really do. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be tough as well. I think we'll win above Houston. I know it's only 9-point spread difference is what they're saying in our favor. So I think we'll win Houston, and I'm pretty sure we'll have to just see, I guess. I'm pretty sure it'll be us versus Pats is what I'm thinking. And then on the other league, it's Giants versus Green Bay at Green Bay on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then
Green Bay's got a record of 15-1,
that's
man.
That's crazy,
They've
right?
They've got the best one in the league.
They're insane. They always do well.
Yeah.
They always do.
Well, they used to have some years when, you know, nobody even cared about them. But lately,
it's been amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And so they're on Sunday. And then Saturday is, Pat's Denver. But it's also San Fran versus New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm kind of at a toss because I would love to see San Fran win. They haven't, you know, they haven't been great in a long time. And also it's, you know, I want to see the brothers play. I want to see Harbaugh. Wouldn't it be amazing if San Fran won their division and Ravens won our division and it's brother versus brother, Harbaugh versus Harbaugh?
Yeah.
That would be really awesome. That would be a sick
game.
That
would be cool, huh?
I would love to see it, but I don't think that's how it's going to pan out. But I would love to see it that way. But I also love New Orleans. So it's kind of a, you know, toss up for me. What about you?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I haven't really followed football in the past few years, so I don't really know. I mean, you know, all the makeups of the teams have changed, and some of them have gotten really good and stuff, you know. But, yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is that I used to like the Raiders, but they always lose, you know? I mean, I don't know what the hell's wrong with them, what kind of a team that is.
They need a new everything.
Yeah. But
they've been better, though, this year. They've been better.
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit.
The Browns are consistently bad.
No comment.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Bills, the Dolphins are not doing very well either. They've got a 6-10.
Yeah.
The season. So
it's
definitely the Pats, like the playoffs might be Patriots against the Ravens, who knows.
That would be amazing. I think it will be. I actually really think it'll be Pats versus us, and then it's just a matter of who wins from there, and that's going to be tough. Yeah. I want to say we're going to win. I want to say that we would absolutely kill New England, but I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. And if we did that, we would play in New England, so that would be scary.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We don't do well on the road.
Really?
We're a better team. Every game we've lost on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're a better team at home. So being in New England, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
See next weekend what happens and what's going to happen with that. But Super Bowl is February 5th and in Indianapolis. And I really want to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's a little too late to buy tickets now, huh?
I have my ways.
Oh, I'm sure you do. God damn it.
I would get in. I'm not worried about that. I would get in. It's just a matter of I want to see who's playing first.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess that's the whole. We'll see. I know. I'm a little psycho when it comes to that. I start twittering about the games and I become crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, we have a caller. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How was you guys' this weekend?
It was good. Who's calling? Is this Jesse?
Yeah, this is Jesse from Riverside.
You see, I already recognize your voice.
Hey.
You already know it by heart,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just called in to just to chit-chat for a few minutes. First, I just want to say congratulations to Brigetta for having her as your new co-host.
Definitely.
A great choice.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Brigetta, I guess, you know. It's just it's a natural
definitely.
Thing. Yeah.
She's a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
And what else?
I was just going to say, first I was going to mention about the football game yesterday, the Steelers and the Broncos game.
Yeah, that was crazy overtime.
Yeah, that was a great game. Yeah. I mean, I know you're glad as I am that Pittsburgh lost, right, Brigetta?
Oh, I am so glad Pittsburgh lost. I am so glad. I was like Tebow power, you know?
Exactly, because I know you hate the Steelers as much as I do.
I absolutely can't stand them.
I know. I see what you say about them on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble one day.
I know.
I think you call them the Schittsburg Steelers, right?
I do. I call them
Schittsburg. She just did, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah,
this guy knows everything about
I know.
I follow her on Twitter, so all the time, whenever the Steelers are playing, I always hear tweets, and she's always talking mad stuff about the Steelers, and that's how I always know that she can't stand them.
I talk a lot of shit.
So,
I do.
Yeah, but it's funny, though.
So who's your team? Are you team the Ravens, too?
No.
No, actually, I'm not a Baltimore Ravens fan.
Right.
I'm actually a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Oh,
that's
I
actually
see.
My
okay.
team.
So who are you going to go for now?
I don't know. I don't really. I guess I really don't have a team that I'm really going to root for. But
really?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I want to see the Broncos beat the Patriots because I can't stand the Patriots either.
Same here. I would like to see
that, too.
But
maybe I'll pull for your team, the Ravens, just, you know, just to support you.
Awesome.
So maybe I'll go for the Ravens.
I say support the Ravens, and then let's vote for go for Denver because I'd love to see Broncos have a chance, you know, at this. And then it'd be amazing if it were Ravens Broncos. That would be a pretty sick game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be cool.
The Broncos have always been a good team, you know. It's they're not doing that great this season.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've been great, a great team when they had John Elway there. I mean,
yeah.
They're like, I would hate them because they'd always beat the Raiders, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
I used to be, yeah, when they were in L.A. But, you know, they used to be good at one time, you know.
Yeah.
they did. Well, they went to the Super Bowl, I don't know, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. They went to the Super Bowl.
I think I would think it'd be great if, I mean, I doubt they'll win, but it'd be great if Denver won and then the Ravens play Denver. I think we'd win, which would be amazing. That the fact that they beat Schittsburg and that we would beat Denver, so it would be amazing. But I don't know if that'll happen. I don't see that happening. But anyway.
Well, it could be cool.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay. I just had one question, or I guess we'd like one question.
Sure.
I was just gonna ask Bridgetta. Just out of curiosity, so what type of guys do you, like, usually go for? Like, what attracts you to a guy that that makes you want
He wants to know if you stand a chance.
You know, it's hard to say. I like bad boys a little bit. I don't really – I know that's so typical. But I do. I like artsy people, really artsy people. I like artists. I'm just attracted to artists, whether it's actual artists who paint, draw, or musicians, or actors. I just like people who are creative in their own way, who are different and own it. And I like them to be confident. I love tattoos.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do. I really love
obviously
tattoos.
Obviously, she likes bad boys. Yeah.
I do. I like bad boys. And I like to travel. So, like, I like guys who are, like, willing to go and travel and, you know, get their hands dirty, because I like to do crazy things, and I expect the guy to go along with me. And if you if you don't go along with me, then you're booted. Just saying. Just saying. So.
Well, are you a bad boy, Jesse? You sound like a... Yeah, you don't sound like a bad boy.
No, I wouldn't say I'm a bad boy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm pretty, I don't know. I mean, I would say I'm just regular. I'm just average. I'm not really, you know, I'm not a bad boy, but, you know, I'm not like a little sane or nothing. But, you know, I think we all have kind of our, you know, a little bit of dark side to us, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, no, I definitely wouldn't say that I'm a bad boy. But I like, you know, similar like what she was saying, that people that are, you know, into, you know, traveling, or people that are, you know, artists, you know, that like to, you know, whether it's painting or drawing or the music, you know, musical stuff.
Yeah. In other words, people that don't work for a living, she likes.
Hey! Oh, that is so wrong.
I'm kidding. There's a lot of starving artists in this town.
Are.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I mean, or you could be a sports. You could be a sports person. And I'd be all about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, sports.
You know, like I'm crazy.
Like sports or arts. That's always cool.
Yeah.
Or music or whatever.
No 9-to-5 for her.
Not really. Unless you're.
Well, I like to draw and stuff like that too. I mean, I'm not an artist, but, you know, I've always, you know, had a passion for drawing and stuff like that. So
that's cool. Well,
yeah.
You might be qualified. Who knows?
I don't know. Do you go out with Mexican guys, Bridgetta?
Actually, you know what's funny is I date all Latinos mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I date
really?
I date Italian, Latino. I like the dark, collected. Yeah. I don't know.
I do have a chance.
Yeah. I'm not really into, I hate to say this, but I'm not really into American guys.
Oh, really?
I don't like the blonde.
You mean like white guys.
Yeah, I don't like...
You don't like the surfer boys.
I used to. I used to really, really into that. It depends, because, I mean, I like surfing. I do like the chill vibe, but, I'm more attracted to, like, foreign, like Latin... But, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas.
Give me some flavor. Oh, I love Antonio Banderas. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah. Pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for calling, man. It's always nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a great day. I'm sure I'll probably talk to you sometime later in the week.
Yeah, like
whatever.
Tomorrow, right?
No, I don't know if I'll be able to call in tomorrow, but I'll keep checking in. So you guys have a great day.
All
awesome.
Right.
Thanks.
Take
you
care.
Too.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, what kind of girls are you attracted to?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah.
Younger than I am.
Wow. All right. Are we talking like 18?
No.
No.
I mean,
what's
you
the
know,
lowest you would go?
What is the lowest? I don't know. There's got to be the ability to have a conversation too, you know? So I'm thinking maybe 26 and up or something, you know, might be pretty good.
Okay.
I think in the 30s, though, it's best, you know, because I think women are like more together. Right. You know, they have more. They don't talk to you about high school anymore, you know?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Oh, my God, this person did this. Oh, my God.
I know, yeah. You know, about their parents all the time. I mean, right. Give me a break. There's got to be more to life than that, you know? And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things about a woman that you need to think about, but I usually don't, you know? It's just like either there's chemistry or not,
right.
You know? And if there is, then there is, you know. I mean, it's not like I'm going to say, oh, she's not a blonde or something, then I'm not interested. It doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, no, and I agree. I'm not that way either. It's just, I know if we're in a bar or if we're somewhere and something catches my eye, it's usually going to be someone who's darker complected.
Right. So you have a certain taste. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. I like the darker, I like some, you know, some flavor.
Yeah.
I do. I like a little bit of flavor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what's going to catch my eye. I mean, and obviously, it's all about, you know, how you feel, if there's anything between you and that person.
Right.
You know, if there's any chemistry and all that, obviously it's more. I mean, if there's a blonde haired person, I'm not going to root them out.
Right.
But, I mean, just it so happens that it's usually the other. I like some flavor.
So are you like a relationship type of person? I mean, do you have like long-term relationships or are you not at that point in your life?
It depends.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a lot of long relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, but I've also in between those, I've gone crazy. Actually, it's a little crazy what I've done. There was a time where I dated someone I was with someone for 5 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
And then we broke up, and then I dated someone for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after him, he kind of just messed me up in a way.
Really?
So I kind of got this motion of being like, you know, guys are such douchebags, and you guys think you can be a player, and you can, and you know, it's all about numbers, how many girls you can get, you know, back in the day. It's like all about numbers. So why can't a girl do the same thing?
Yeah.
Why, it's a double standard. I mean, it's not fair if you call us a whore or call this because we want to do the same thing. So
that's
I felt
true.
Like I want to know what it's like to be a guy who does that.
Yeah.
Like in the opposite form. So
right.
I would just play a bunch of guys. Uh-huh. I did. I played the crowd. I wanted to know what it felt like.
Yeah.
And you know what? It felt empowering in a way. It was kind of like, here I am. You know, you think this or you think you're controlling me. Mm-mm. It's like, it's when I'm calling the shots and I'm playing the game.
Yeah.
And at one point I had a bunch of guys that I was playing with and it was pretty like, and then it came to a point of, it was kind of draining.
Right.
You know, after I played the game and I felt like what it was like and it was empowering, but then it became so draining and I thought, what am I doing?
Yeah.
It was
just playing games.
Yeah.
With them. Yeah.
And so then I was over it. And then I had another relationship for about, actually it was a one night stand that turned into 3 years.
You see, so it does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So it does happen. And that was 3 years. And then after that, it was just, it's been little relationships here and there after him. So it's not been anything that's really, I haven't really found anything. And I got really hurt by someone. It was a crazy, it was an insane experience. I felt like I've been the other girl a lot of times.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's been recent. And then now, it's been recently that now I'm like, yeah, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm not really looking for anything, but if it smacks me in the face, then great. You know,
right.
And there's been some cool people that I've met recently or that have come back into my life. And, you know, just playing it by ear. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to push anything or force anything. It's just whatever.
Yeah.
I'm tired of games now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it's behind you. You know, you don't. And I'm totally like against games, you know, because if you can't trust the person, you know, then the relationship is not solid.
Exactly.
You know, you have to constantly worry about, are they telling me the truth?
Right.
You know, are they being honest and all that? So,
and truth is a big thing for me. That's like one of my biggest, I have issues trusting people. It's weird. I either trust you too much and I give everything and then I realize, and that's the thing, my intuition says, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing? And then I get walked on. Or right now it's like, I don't trust anyone. Like I really just don't. And I want to be able to, like, I'm trying to like guard down to be able to.
But you've been hurt or something?
Yeah. So many times.
Really?
It's like time and time again.
Right.
I like open it up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you a chance. All right. You fuck up. I'm going to give you another chance. And then you fuck up again. And then it's like, all right, I'm done. You know? And it's just, so now it's all these buildups of all these different people that it's like, I don't know. We'll see. But it's also like, it's my Jesus year, like I said before. It's my Jesus year.
What does that mean?
It's like, I'm 33. I'm walking on water this year.
Oh,
it's my
see.
Year.
You're walking on water.
I'm walking on water. It's my year. Things are happening. And it's just, I'm not going to go with the little bullshit anymore.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, I'm going to do what I want. And if I meet someone who falls along in that category that kind of goes with what I'm doing and they're doing their own thing,
right,
then great. And yeah, if I don't, then fuck it. I've got so many other things I'm focused on that I just, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you like when a guy pays a lot of attention to you when you date him, or?
It depends.
You don't want it, like, overdone, huh?
I don't want it overdone because if you pay too much attention to me, I get bored easily. It's like, come on, give me some mystery. But then I want you to, you know, if you're texting, if we're together, if you text me once a day or a couple times a day, it's a fun conversation,
right,
cool. But if it's like just stupid words like, hi, sexy, and it's just that, are you serious? Can you, like, that's all you can say to me? Can you actually have a conversation besides that? Because that happens, too.
Yeah.
You know, I've had guys, that's all they can say, and it's like...
I know, and they think women want to hear that.
I don't. Yeah. Like, I want to have a conversation. Like, you know, it could be about your day, like, what you're doing or whatnot. It can be about fun topics. We can be joking around. Whatever, but I don't want it to be, like, surface... I call it surface-level mumbo-jumbo.
Yeah.
It's, like, just surface chat. And it's like, do you have any depth? Because... all I hear is, oh, you know, if you're like, oh, send me photos, or oh, you're hot, or oh, this, like, that's just shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, because
no.
You hear that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a big deal, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Give me a challenge. Like, play with my brain a bit.
You know?
I find people that are mind stimulating, and if you can actually have a conversation about deep things,
right,
that's what I'm attracted to.
That's a turn on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, because
yeah,
you can spend some time with them. You know,
yeah,
There's more to just the looks, you know, because the looks is nice, but then,
right,
you have to deal with a person.
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, I've met some people in my life that were really attractive, but then they had nothing to say.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, then what? Because, you know, if you're in a long relationship with someone, looks only stay there for so long.
Yeah.
You know, just saying, I mean, yeah, you need to have some more depth than that.
Yeah.
And then also, if I'm going to go on, like, long vacations, if I'm, hey, let's go to Australia. Oops, I just knocked the water over. Like, let's go to Australia. And that's a, you know, 14, 15-hour flight.
Uh-huh.
And you're sitting next to me with nothing to say. Okay, you may be pretty to look at.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get bored after, yeah, you know, 14-hour flight. Like, honestly, you better have something to say. You better be able to have fun and, like, you know.
So you expect someone to start a conversation, or would you start one, too? With the person next to you.
I would start. Yeah. It depends on my mood, too. If I'm tired, right, don't talk to me.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to know me, too. You have to know my moods. But, yeah, I'll start a conversation with anyone, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, that's just me. But that's actually a big pet peeve of mine, is when I first wake up in the morning. I got into an argument this morning. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
When I first get up, don't talk to me. Like, let me have my... you know, 20 minutes, half an hour of wake up time. I want to wake up. I want to go in the kitchen. I make a holistic shake. It wakes me up. I shower. I get ready. And then I might be okay to be talk. Like, as I'm about to leave, I'm like woken up. And then I'm happier. But in the first couple, don't talk to me.
I know. I'm the same way. And especially if you're being awakened by someone, you know.
Right.
That, like, really sucks.
It's like, I don't want to have a full-on conversation. Don't harass me with things. Like, you know, we're in the bathroom, and I'm sharing the bathroom with one of my roommates, and he starts attacking me this morning and about things. And I'm like, shut up. And I got so mad, I just slammed the door.
Wow.
And I walked out.
Really?
Because I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah, I don't know. It's very annoying. So anyway.
Do you have just the one roommate, or do you have a...
No, I've got three roommates.
Three roommates.
But it's actually...
But it's a big house?
It's a big house.
Uh-huh.
There's four of us that live there total, and I live there with an ex of mine.
Really?
So it's my ex and I that share the bathroom. I know,
uh-huh,
but we're best friends.
Right.
We have a really weird relationship because...
Sounds like
it. We're best friends, but we argue about... Like, we'll argue and it's not a big deal. To everyone else, they're like, what the hell? Oh, my God, you guys are so mean to each other. And it's not. It's just that we know each other that well that it's just we know how to irk each other, I guess. But and he knows how I am, and he just starts attacking with a million different things. And I'm like, I just look at him, and I'm like, shut up. Like, just shut up. You know?
Yeah, leave me alone.
And, yeah, we just – stupid fights. We're always in stupid little quirk fights. But,
yeah.
I mean, but he, of all people, knows me and knows – but see, that's the thing. He knows that, and he just wanted to start something.
Yeah, he pushes the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really annoying, but –
I know. Anyway. That's when you become vulnerable, is when people know about you and they can push your buttons.
Mm-hmm. So I'm the coolest person as can be if you know when to talk to me.
Yeah.
When I'm tired, I'm tired. I'm not nice. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. I was thinking about you the other day or yesterday because they showed a bungee jumping.
Oh, yeah?
On the news. But so it was in Australia.
Okay.
And this woman jumps. She's a tourist, right? and the thing breaks.
Oh my
god. And she's going down.
No.
And she fell into this crocodile infested water.
Oh my.
But she got out of there alive somehow.
Where did it
Can
break?
You imagine?
She must have.
Like as she was going down, like when she
I
was
wonder
down.
How many feet.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. They showed the shot from the top.
Oh my gosh.
So it's hard to
gosh.
Tell. But the whole thing just ripped, man.
What? Do you know what area? It must have been Canada.
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh my God, I want to look that up.
They just showed it on the news. I didn't hear the whole thing. But
oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
you
know, a scary thing, man. I mean,
so
everybody's
scary.
Nightmare. You
yeah,
know?
That is. And that was like one of my scariest things when I was tied up with the two other girls. Being there were three of us,
yeah.
I was paranoid because they're very weird. They weigh you. They weigh you a couple times. And then they weigh you guys together just to make sure. And then they weigh it with the ropes.
Right.
And they check it. I mean, where I went, they checked it a couple times. But I was worried because there were more of us.
Yeah.
And that was like I mean, we had more ropes, I guess, but I was really scared.
Yeah.
We had three ropes, but I was terrified. But we did it. But because that's my biggest fear is it breaking.
Yeah.
But I mean, people bungee jump and there's cement below you. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Oh, ugh.
Yeah.
Like I'm sorry, the thought of that.
I know.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
And God, I don't know how people can do it and
yeah.
they dive, you know, like
mm-hmm.
head first, right?
Yeah. And well, hopefully, I'm guessing that water was pretty deep.
Yeah.
I wonder how many feet she fell, because that can feel like...
I know.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy.
It pretty bad.
So,
yeah.
So we're never going to talk you into that ever, huh?
No, I don't think so. Not in this lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe another lifetime, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Oscar noms are coming in.
Yeah.
As well. And did you see any good movies this year? I mean...
Which ones have I seen? I haven't seen any of the theaters, but I saw some on DVD. I'm trying to think if there was anything good. I liked, well, none of them are really Oscar material,
mm-hmm.
you know, so. But which ones did you like this year?
God, there were so many. Again, like, I'm trying to think back, too. And I just lost the page that I had open to, like, tell you about it.
Okay, then forget about the Oscars.
I'm like, it was on here, and I was going to comment on a couple of the ones that I did see. But, you know, it's...
This is funny because I wanted to bring this up, I guess. I guess this woman bought a pizza from Papa John's, and on her receipt it had her name. And they put a name of Lady Chinky Eyes.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
They did. She put the receipt online on Twitter and it went viral, you know.
Oh, my God.
Lady Chinky Eyes. And needless to say, she wasn't very amused by this. You know, she's an Asian.
Oh, no.
And, yeah.
So that's how they described her?
Yeah.
Lady Chinky Eyes. You know
wow,
what?
Man. Somebody, you know, there's going to be heads flying
Wow. You know, it's funny because, okay, I have to say that I do something. When I meet someone and I put you in my phone, I either write where I met you or I write what you look like. So
you can remember everybody.
Yeah.
Huh?
So it sounds like if I met this lady and if she had like interesting, like weird chinky eyes, I hate to say that. I'm going to get horrible mail from this. But if I would write Lady Chinky Eyes and I would, or I'd write something along those lines of like describing you and where I met you. And it's not meant to be derogative.
Right.
It's
just for you.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone found my phone, they would find all these weird things in there. Like,
that's
you know,
funny.
Fat man in a little coat. Do you remember that from Saturday Night Live?
Oh, no, I
use
don't.
It a lot.
Yeah.
Fat man in a little coat. Anyway, it was from SNL from back in the day, and anyway, it was one of my favorite skits. But
yeah.
I would write stupid little... Do you don't do that? Like,
no.
You just remember.
Yeah. Well, I don't put numbers in my phone that I'm not going to use. I mean,
oh.
if, you know.
Yeah.
So I usually only have the people that I talk to all the time, you know, on my phone. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't remember who was who, you know.
Well, it could be like, you know, I could when I go to an event or something.
Look, you meet like millions of people. It's different.
I'm trying to justify it. I'm like, well, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't put everyone in my phone. It's just like if you're at an event or something and you meet someone and you need to remember who they are because they're in the industry, they're going to do this or that, then
right.
I'll write something. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I mean, that's what phones are for.
Or when you're drunk, that's the worst. It's the worst because it's like hot guy wearing the, or it could be like, I could write some awful things like large package. I've actually written that before.
Did you really?
I've actually written that. And I've woken up and I'm like, wow, that was a drunken night and I have no idea who this is. And I'm like, oh, the large package guy. Yeah, I remember looking at him in the corner at the bar when I was like
wow.
one-eyed wasted. Like, whatever. I've actually written that. Okay, I'm going to call him. No, I'm kidding.
That's funny.
I'm being
stuff,
ridiculous.
Man.
I really am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's another thing here about racism that I thought was interesting.
Okay.
I guess this teacher, and he's black, but he's a math teacher, and I guess he composed a few math assignments that were pretty controversial.
Okay.
And so check out one of the questions. Each tree had 56 oranges. If 8 slaves picked them equally,
oh my God.
Then how much would each slave pick?
Oh my God!
I mean, he wrote this.
He wrote this, and he's black, and he wrote.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
So this doesn't make it. What is he trying? Is he? I don't get what he's trying to say. Is he mad? Is he still mad, or is he trying to?
No, I think he's being sarcastic or something. You know, I really do. Check this one out. If Fred got 2 beatings per day, how many beatings did he get in 1 week?
Wow, this guy is mentally screwed
he's out
up.
There, huh?
Is he teaching a ghetto school?
This isn't an elementary school. I don't know if
oh
it's ghetto.
Oh, my gosh.
In Georgia somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's even more insane. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I know. The shit that people do, man. I
don't,
can't believe it, you know?
It just, that's
but,
beyond me.
Yeah, I mean, how, you're a teacher, you know, how do you expect something like this to just
slide?
You know, slide?
Yeah, I don't know. I would be livid if that were my child that were being taught by this guy. I would be so pissed. You would hear it from me.
People, I mean, you know, the stuff that people do is just amazing to me.
You know,
especially around kids, you know, you got to be very careful.
I agree. And kids take in everything. They may not know what you're saying, but they'll remember it.
Yeah.
They really.
They do. And they tell also.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what? I remember back in the day, I was in sixth grade and I went to private school.
Uh-huh.
And we were taught by nuns. And we had this nun that was just so weird. And she taught religion class. Mm-hmm. And I wound up keeping, this is so crazy. She started talking about sex on park benches. And we're in we were in sixth grade, Catholic school, and sex in park benches. And she was getting in full detail about, and like back then, I mean, not saying back then, because it was so long ago, and it wasn't, but it was. It's like, you know, those days, it wasn't, you weren't having sex or in our area in sixth grade.
Right.
You know, it was like, you're still waiting and, you know, whatever. And kind of thing. It's not like here where it's like, you know, kids are getting pregnant at like 13. Like,
yeah.
That wasn't it. So it was kind of like, oh, what? And she would go in full detail about like, you know, going down on a girl, going down on a guy, a nun.
Really?
In sixth grade. It was so weird. I remember just, I hated her. She was such a bitch. So I put a tape recorder in my backpack and I tape recorded it.
Really?
Yeah, one of the times. And I took it to my parents and I was like, this is what I learned today. Check this out.
I'm sure they loved
it. And they were like, what? We're paying all this money to go to this private school and this is what? So all the parents got together and we wound up trying to get her fired and she wound up, you know, leaving.
Really?
She was a bitch. I couldn't stand her. She actually smacked me with a ruler. It's like, you aren't allowed to hit students. You're not allowed to do that. But I smacked her right back.
Yeah.
So then I got in trouble. Why is it that I got in trouble? Because I smacked you. You smacked me.
That's true.
You smacked me. My dad taught me to smack you back harder.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Anyway.
I know. I just think that many religious people are, they feel sexually oppressed and then they take it out in different ways, you know, like when they abuse kids or things like this or just talk about it to kids, I guess.
And she was like in her 70s too, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
She was just a mean witch.
Weird
anyway,
people.
Sorry.
Very
I just had a flashback.
People. Yeah.
I know, that's really weird. You know, I had a psychic reading on, was it Friday also?
Really?
Thursday? I can't remember what day it was.
Yeah.
And
how did it go?
It went really well, but I have something to say about that. I go to this one psychic who's amazing. He is just like phenomenal. I want to have him on the show
one day. Oh, so you go there repeatedly?
The one guy I do, yeah.
Wow.
I go there all the time, and he's amazing. I mean, I'd love to have him on here one day. We'll have to see, because he also is writing, and he's got some scripts in production that got picked up he's doing really well. Anyway, so I go to him a lot, and he's great. And then my girlfriend has a store. So I went to my girlfriend's store and she has a new psychic there. And I thought, oh, well, it's here. Why not? I'll just try it out and whatever. And my girlfriend went first and I'm like, oh, cool. I'll go for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'm going to do is 15 minutes. And it wound up like being 45 minutes.
Wow.
But I was mad. I was mad because you pay for those times.
Oh, okay.
And it's like I'm paying for 15 minutes. And it's like anyone else that I go to is like they set a timer.
Right.
And like your 15 minutes is up. Just to let you know, when, do you have anything else? You know, we'll wrap it up right now, kind of thing. No, this person was kind of like trickery. Like, I'm going to get you for more time, you know? And like, I wound up being there for 45 minutes and I was really mad. Wow. And it's like, so you come out and you pay, like the price I was going to pay was totally different than from what I came out of. And I was mad because I felt like I had been had, you know? And it's like, it feels like I could have gone somewhere on Melrose or whatever, because they're like that.
Right.
They'll just, the more time they keep you, the more they, you know, that they'll make you pay. Wow. Yeah. And it's bullshit. It's utter bullshit. And I just, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
So I'm really pissed off about it.
Okay.
And I guess my lesson to be learned is
tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, my lesson to be learned is only go to my one psychic because he's amazing, and just not, I'm not trying anyone else.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to psychic before?
No, I don't believe in it.
No?
I'm a big skeptic, you know. But we do have a couple on the station here that are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So yeah, fun. Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, we are out of time, Brigitte.
Oh.
And what was I going to say? Oh, tomorrow we're going to have a porn star, Lisa Ann. I think she's a MILF, you know. She's not very young.
Yeah. Oh.
But so we'll have a lot of questions for her. I'm
sure. Excited. Oh, that's going to be fun.
Wonderful. And I saw you've booked some guests.
Yes. We have Mary Carey actually coming in on Thursday.
Wow.
And she's one of my really close friends. And I have David Edwards, who shoots us. There's a site called Celeb Cosplay, where Mary Carey and I and a couple other girls, we dress up in costumes. Yeah. So anyway, so that's on Thursday, and then Kevin Conway, the NASCAR driver, on Friday.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
Fun.
Well, yeah, it'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, and thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.